Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting today with Norwalk Boys Cross Country Coach Chad Larson. And it's that time of year again, getting ready for another cross country season in the middle of August here. Just how have things been going in your preparation? How many kids you got out this year? And how do you like your team so far?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So we've got 38 boys right now that are out, which is about the same as what we had last year. We've had great turnout for our summer running program, probably averaging 25 plus guys a day for the summer running, and most of them have been doing it throughout the summer. So coming into the season, I'm feeling pretty good about their readiness for the workouts to begin. We lost some really good talented seniors from last year, so the squad has to pick up those missing spots and fill their shoes, and I'm feeling pretty confident, say in quotes, pretty confident that we've got the guys that can do that. We've got guys that were just on the borderline last year of cracking the top seven that are ready to fill those shoes, and they had tremendous track seasons this last season, and so I'm feeling good about where they are and what they'll bring to the team, and there's potential that we are as good as we were last year, maybe better. So we'll see. We start the season in a couple weeks at the Ankeny Centennial meet and have a good shot at seeing what those guys can do.
Yeah. Well, as good or better than last year would be really good. We take a look back at last year. Sixth year in a row making it to that state meet at the end. You get fifth in Class 4A, the largest class. You were conference champs. Got that under your belt again. I suppose that makes it a little easier to get quality summer routines and kids working hard in the summer when you've had that kind of success 6 years in a row.
Yeah, you're right. Success breeds more success, and they start building that culture. They start seeing from the guys that, I mean, like I said, we had some tremendous seniors that were four-year letter winners. They showed the younger guys what it takes to be successful, and those younger guys are eager. They want to do as well as those guys, and so they put in the work, and so they see it, and so, like I said, success breeds success. And now our younger kids, the freshmen coming in, they've worked really hard. We've got a small freshman group that are pretty talented, that they see the work, and they're working just as hard as anybody else, and it's great to see.
The four seniors you lost off varsity: Tony Anania, Grant Wallace, Henry Gross, and Corbin Oswald. What kind of leadership did they bring to the table? And then who are you looking for now, or looking to now this year, to kind of replace that leadership aspect?
Yeah, they were tremendous leaders. Most of them were four-year leaders, at least three-year leaders for the team. And they brought just so much to the table. They weren't only just designated leaders. They were true leaders, just knew how to bring a group together and build that culture that we're looking for. Their shoes are going to be hard to fill. I've got kids that are willing to step up, and they've already started taking that role as best they can. So Tegan Kralik, number one guy coming back, he's filling that role really well. Sam Parker is really filling that role really well. Axel Beaton, Sam Burrell, Lane Osterloh, he's not a designated leader, but he's certainly filling that role as an unwritten leader. So we've got guys willing to step into there. Time will tell on how they do compared to the guys that left. But similar to performance, success breeds success, and these guys are wanting to keep the culture that the older guys had, and share it then with the younger guys now.
Well, Tegan, a great finish to the season last year. I think runner-up at the conference meet, runner-up at the state qualifier, then gets 14th place at state. Keeps alive a little string of medalists you've had at the last three state meets.
Yeah.
He's just poised, I'm sure, for an outstanding senior year.
He is. You're right. He plays soccer in the summertime and had a successful soccer season. He is definitely eager to have a great season. He's ready. His hard worker. I'm really looking forward for Tegan's senior year here, and I know he is too.
And some of the guys you named off after him, the returning guys off varsity last year, some of those guys that were right on the brink last year, could have run varsity for many teams around the state. Just kind of talk about the depth that you have there in that top seven, and you know how many guys are in the running for that top seven.
Yeah, so top five, I my assumption, and we'll learn more, but my assumption will be certainly Teagan and then Sam Parker. He was our three or four guy most of last year. He'll likely be number two, and then Axel Beeden will be right up there. Lane Osterloh, he had a awesome track season. He's going to compete for that 4 or 5 spot, and then Sam Burrow will be in that 4 or 5 spot. From there, I think guys that were in the top 10 last year are going to start filling, you know, the 6, 7, 8 roles. Jeremiah Brown will be in there. Harry Bice, Caleb Clark is likely going to be in that spot. And then we got a couple freshmen that keep an eye on. Brandon Walderbach, Oliver Tice, Gage Whitty, all are capable of being in that top 10, top 12 probably for sure. And then there's a few other guys that probably are going to start working their way up. A couple sets of twins, the Wright twins and the Hawk twins, have really good shots at being in our top 12 as well.
So it sounds like you're going to have a pretty competitive JV team out there as well.
I'm excited for our JV squad. We had a couple down years these last few years, but we've typically had a really, really solid JV squad as well.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys cross country coach Chad Larson on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Schedule, you mentioned the opener at Ankeny Centennial or at the DMAC campus coming up here on, I believe, Monday the 25th or Tuesday the
26th, right?
Tuesday the 26th. And I'm sure it gets real busy after that. Is the schedule pretty similar to what it has been?
Very similar. I think we made a couple changes from last year's. I think we're going to swap out. Last year we went to Cedar Rapids Kennedy in mid September, and we're swapping that out with Indianola this year, both Thursday meets. And then I think we're going to go to Southeast Polk early October instead of the Wartburg meet. So keeping a little closer, giving us a little more time between each meet. But everything else would be fairly similar. We dropped the Valley meet. We typically had run just our JV squad there. But otherwise, everything else pretty much the same.
Okay. Last year, I mentioned earlier, you won the Little Hawkeye Conference meet. I know that's an important thing every year. How does the conference stack up this year? You know, do you guys feel like you can defend it?
The conference is stacked. We've got a very competitive conference. If you look at the preseason rankings, Indianola is supposed to be in top 5, and DCG 6, and we're supposed to be 7. So certainly all three of us are going to be competing along with Pella. Pella is probably number 2 in 3A. So very, very competitive conference. I don't know how it's all going to shake out. I know they all have very talented athletes. We'll just have to see how it goes. And certainly it is one of our goals to be conference champions.
Let's talk about those goals and expectations a little bit. I'm sure maybe they change a little bit as the year goes on. But as you look at it now in middle of August, what do you want to get done in 2025?
Yeah, similar to previous years. I mean, if you start with the big lofty goal of getting on the podium at the state tournament, it's eluded us the last 6 years. There's been times that I thought we had pretty good shots at it. I do think we have a realistic shot. Certainly try to target at least the same place that we got last year or better, which was 5th. And then conference championship for sure. And then we've got different meets that we want to really perform pretty well at and maybe get a shot at top 3 and get some awards at those. So ultimately we want to improve as the season gets on and get really ready for championship season so that we can come into the state tournament and knock on wood that we qualify again this year and do our best at the right time.
Yeah, and health always such a key to what happens, but it does sound like if you need to rest some guys, you got guys behind them that can fill in on any given meet.
Yeah, that's well put. We do have opportunities to backfill kids if we need to give them a break. And health is certainly one of our number one goals of staying healthy all season.
All right, that's been Norwalk Boys Cross Country Coach Chad Larson. Thank you for your time, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.